to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell, glad to have you along tonight. It is the penultimate game of the 2022 regular season. The Clippers taking on the Indianapolis Indians, game two of a three-game tilt. And yesterday, the Clippers' offense got big. The final four games in Toledo, the Clippers had zero home runs. They took it out on the Indy pitching staff yesterday. Six home runs for the Clippers. And some early fireworks as well. In addition to the home runs, there was a hit batsman. Brian Rocchio was drilled in the back by Osvaldo Bidot. Bidot was ejected. The manager was ejected as well, Miguel Perez. And a player from the bench for Indianapolis got the heave-ho as well. The Clippers, though, just kept hitting. 17-1 was the final score. Home runs yesterday for Brian Rocchio. Jose Tana hit his first AAA home run. Trenton Brooks hit his first solo home run of the year, 11th overall. Bo Naylor hit his 14th and 15th, and David Fry knocked out home run number 17 on the year. Today, the Clippers will try and reprise that. Logan Allen takes the hill. Quinn Priester will be the opposition for the Indianapolis Indians. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming up right after this.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Here we are at Huntington Park. Ryan Mitchell along with you. Glad to be bringing you Clippers baseball tonight. Let's get you right to the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back with more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's every piece is important. For Indianapolis, Tucapita Marcano will be the leadoff man. He is at second base. Jared Oliva bats second, plays center, and Malcolm Nunez plays third and bats third. Blake Sabol is the catcher. He'll be doing the cleaning up tonight. Then we go to the five-hitter, Brent Sita in left. Right fielder, Travis Swaggerty, will bat sixth. Hunter Owen, the designated hitter in the seventh slot. Mason Martin, eighth at first base. And the former Clipper, Drew Maggi, the shortstop, will bat ninth. For Columbus, Richie Palacios at the top of the order in left field, followed by the second baseman, Brian Rocchio. Designated hitter is Nolan Jones, batting third. Jean-Kenzie Noel cleans up at first base. George Valera in right field is the five-hitter. Brian Lavastida behind home plate tonight, batting sixth. Bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine, the shortstop. Jose Tena, Oscar Mercado in center, and Mitch Tolman at third base. Quinn Priester, highly rated prospect for Pittsburgh, gets the start for them. But prior to that, it's Logan Allen, the left-hander on the hill for the Columbus Clippers. Allen trying to put together a good final start of the season. He's had some good ones recently, and hopefully that will be the case today as well. He's pitched against Indianapolis once. 4 2/3, 3 runs on 5 hits back on July the 12th. It was his third AAA start. Made one appearance against AA Altoona when he was with the Akron Rubber Ducks and blanked him over 6 innings with just 2 hits. Well, our game time temperature is going to be 58 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour. Cloudy skies overhead. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Baseball set to be played. Here's the first pitch, and it is inside for ball one. 6:15, our scheduled start time, and that's exactly when we get it going. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Marcano swings the next pitch and comes up empty, 1-1. Tucapita Marcano, .299 batting average on the year. Three homers, nine run batted in, and still a short time with Indianapolis. Takes a slider for a called strike, 1-2. Marcano waits. Here comes the pitch, and he swings through a fastball for strike three. One up and one down now for Jared Oliva. Oliva, the center fielder, hitting .269 on the season. He has spent the lion's share of his season on this Indianapolis roster. Right-handed batter, looks at a first pitch in there for a called strike, quickly 0-1. Gray skies overhead. We've had some sun peeking through at times today, but not at this hour. Next pitch from Allen, that is inside, 1-1. Alva playing in his 98th game of the season for the Indianapolis Indians. Eight homers, 37 batted in. He has stolen 20 bases. Next pitch, breaking ball, looked pretty good, but must have been a hair low. 2-1 the count now. Malcolm Nunez in the on-deck circle. Clippers in the home white pants, crimson jerseys. Navy caps with the red brim and the Sea Anchor logo on the crown. Oliva swings and hits it on the ground to third base. Mitch Tolman has it, sails the throw, and that is an error. Now they're going to try and get him at second base. The throw there is bad as well, almost went into left field. And so Jared Oliva reaches on a two-base error. For Mitch Tolman, error number 15 on the season. Brings up Malcolm Nunez. Tolman's played mostly second base for the Clippers this year. He's had some time at shortstop. Allen checks the runner at second base now, kicks and fires, and misses low with a fastball. Tolman playing third base for the eighth time this year. 59 games at second, 35 at short. Long look to second base. The runner's off. Here's the pitch. It is a breaking ball low, and now the ball gets by Tolman on the throw to third base, goes into left field, and the runner will score. Two errors for the Clippers in this inning. Allow Oliva to reach and then to score. We'll see who they give the error to. Haven't seen a replay yet. Typically on a play like that, it's going to go to the throw, but Tolman just missed that catch. That's got to go on him, and it does. I don't think they get him at third base, even with a good throw. So give Oliva a steal of third, and then he scores on an error. .30 pitch, and that's up top for ball four.
Catcher number 39.
Four pitch walk to Malcolm Nunez, runner at first for Blake Sable. Well, that's as unearned a run as you're ever going to find. Allen goes to work on the left-handed batting Sable with a breaking ball that misses low and away for ball one. So five straight out of the strike zone now after the error. Allen's going to have to try and lock it in here. He deals. Breaking ball, low and inside, two balls and nothing. Good movement on the breaking ball, just has not put it in the strike zone. He holds, he checks the runner, and he deals. And a ball swung on, fouled away, will make it 2-1. Clippers trying to get to 20 games over .500. They come in 83-64. Indianapolis trying to stay over the break-even mark, coming into play tonight at 74-73. 2-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner for a called strike, 2-2. Something Logan Allen's done a pretty decent job of recently is with runners at first, getting ground balls, putting defense in position to turn a double play. That would be good medicine here. Very short lead at first. Here's the pitch, and it is tapped out in front of home plate. They'll throw down to second for one. The relay to first will not be in time. That just took too long to develop. But Brian Lavastita did a nice job recognizing that he had time to get the lead runner and then made a good throw out there to second base. So the fielder's choice goes 2-6. And again, we have seen here at Huntington Park over the past month a really high number of balls put in play that came to rest within 4 feet of home plate. Two down now for Brent Sita. First pitch to him off the outside corner for ball one. Sita, the left fielder, batting 265, five homers, 27 batted in. 1-0 Indianapolis here in the top of the first inning. Allen delivers, and it's hit down the left field line, but he got out in front. Foul ball. One and one. 17-1 win for the Clippers yesterday. As complete and dominating a victory just about as you are going to find. There's the 1-1. Outside. The run scored. There was a base hit, a steal, and a double. And outside of that, Indianapolis really never threatened last night. Two-one pitch. Hard ground ball, third base side. Diving stop by Tolman. Throws from his knees to first. Dug out by Noel and a short hop. That's a good defensive play all the way around. And that is the end of the first inning. One run, no hits, two Clippers errors. One man left aboard, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Indy 1, the Clippers coming up.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Here come the Clippers in the home half of the first inning. Down 1-0, an unearned run scored by Indianapolis. A couple of errors. Allowed a man to reach and allowed a man to score. But if Columbus does to Indianapolis what they did yesterday, that will be a faint memory in an otherwise great ball game. The Clippers scored 17 runs on 19 hits yesterday. Both season highs. They also committed two errors yesterday. The defense has been a bit wonky for Columbus over the past couple of weeks. Richie Palacios takes a first pitch high and away for ball one. Fastball at 92 miles per hour from Quinn Priester. Priester making just his second AAA start. Fires a fastball. It's popped up. Just to the right of straightaway center field, Jared Oliva continues to drift as the wind pushes it. He'll make the catch for out number one. Gray day here in Columbus. Our game time temperature was 58 degrees. We've got a good crowd on hand, but a lot of sweatshirts, a lot of blankets in the crowd. Here's Brian Rocchio. The Clippers are among the top draws in all of minor league baseball and have been since this gorgeous ballpark opened in the Arena District back in 2009. Rocchio, switch hitter, batting from the left side, takes outside for ball one. The opening of Huntington Park coincided with the affiliation with the, at the time, Cleveland Indians, now the Cleveland Guardians. And it has had a lot of success since then. Here's a called strike. The Clippers have won four championships, four Governor's Cup titles, and two AAA national championships over that time. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. He tried to hold up, couldn't do it. Huntington Park back in 2017 hosted both the All-Star Game and the AAA National Championship. Great events both. Next offering. Checked his swing again. Did he do it in time? Nope. They ask up the third base line, and John Bacon goes up with the right hand, and Brian Rocchio goes back to the dugout. Two down quickly for Nolan Jones. Jones the DH tonight, batting third. 269 average, 7 homers in a Clippers uniform, and 39 runs batted in. Jones made his major league debut earlier this season, spent a good chunk of time up with the Cleveland Guardians, had a very good start, but then the playing time began to get more and more sporadic as Oscar Gonzalez took over right field. First pitch called strike to Jones over the outside corner. Nolan, the third baseman by trade, made it to AAA for the first time last year as a third baseman, but coming into this season, and really right at the beginning of the season, the Cleveland Guardians figured out pretty quickly that anybody that's a third base prospect had better find a new place to play, whether on the diamond or organizationally. Next pitch, outside, 2-1. They've got a guy for the next little bit. Jose Ramirez is going to lock down the hot corner for the Cleveland Guardians for the better part of a decade. 2-1. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, 2-2. Jones, a tall, lanky, left-handed batter with all kinds of raw power. Very patient, draws a lot of walks. But because of that patience, gets into a lot of deep counts, and that has resulted in strikeouts as well. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, just low, full count. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's a pitch a lot of guys will chase. Nolan knows his strike zone very well. It's a large strike zone. As he stands 6 feet 5, 215-pounder out of Langholm, Pennsylvania. Guards drafted him back in 2016 in the second round. Next pitch, inside and low for ball four. Falling behind the count, Jones draws the walk. He'll be aboard now for George Valera, or excuse me, for Junkenzie Noel. Valera moves into the on-deck circle. Junkenzie Noel, another big fella, 6'3", 250 pounds of violent swing. Takes a big hack. He's got an unusual batting stance for a guy of this size. Those of you watching on MILB.TV and MLB.TV, check out that deep crouch. Front leg very, very straight. Here's the pitch. It is smacked foul on the first base side. Now, it has done Noel a good turn, that stance this year. He has 32 home runs. Fifth most in all of minor league baseball, but he does not yet have one at the AAA level. 0-1. That's low. Clippers banged out 6 home runs last night. 2 for Bo Naylor. With his first home run, Naylor cemented a 2020 season in his time between AA and AAA. 20 homers, 20 steals. The Guardians' catching prospect. Brother of current Cleveland Guardian, Josh Naylor. Next pitch, breaking ball. And that is high from Priester. Noel playing first base today. His first opportunity defensively for the Clippers. Started the year as a third baseman. Has played a little bit of first base, but mostly outfield in the second half of the season. 2-1 pitch, fastball by him, 2-2. The Wind has really picked up now, blowing out to the right of straightaway center field, and that usually means the ball's going to carry to all fields at Huntington Park. The double deuce. Swing and a miss. Got him. And that will do it for the Clippers here in the first inning. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard. We've played an inning at the corner of Neyland Nationwide. It's Indy 1-0 over Columbus.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Indianapolis 1, Columbus nothing after an inning at Huntington Park. Logan Allen back to the hill, the left-hander, started his year in Double-A. Second round pick of the Guardians back in 2020, so obviously a quick rise up through the minor league ranks for him. Double-A, 13 starts, 5-3 with a 333 earned run average. He's not had quite so easy a time of it here at the Triple-A level. First pitch to Travis Swaggerty. That's on the outside corner for strike one. Over the past month, there have been flashes of exactly what the Guardians saw in Logan Allen when they drafted him 56th overall. 1-1 breaking ball popped up. Back at second base, Jose Tena, the shortstop, drifts into the outfield grass, makes the catch. And there's one away. Best start of the year for Allen came on August the 31st against Iowa. He went 5 1/3 shutout innings, allowing only three hits and striking out five. He's been a strikeout pitcher. First offering to Hunter Owen. That's in for a called strike. He was tops in the Eastern League at the time of his promotion with 104 strikeouts in 73 innings. He doesn't have quite that high a strikeout rate here for the Clippers, but pretty good. It's a swing and a foul tip here. With a strikeout in the first inning, he now has 68 at the AAA level in 56 innings. The lefty kicks and deals. Missed off the outside corner, 1-2. His first professional season came back in 2021. Went a combined 9-0 between Lake County and Akron. The 1-2. Broken bat, ground ball, slowly hit. Who is it going to be? Tena's got it on the run. Fires to first in time for the out. Jose Tena and Brian Rocchio were both near the baseball, but Tena, he did the right thing. He had his momentum going toward first base, whereas Rocchio would have had to throw across his body. Shortstop took command, makes the play. Two down for Mason Martin. Breaking ball to Martin is up and in a lefty-lefty matchup. Late September, the sun is low already. 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground, and the overshift will do the Clippers a good turn. This is Tana on the right side of the infield. He's involved in every play. Caught a pop-up, couple of ground ball outs, and that'll do it for the Indy Indians here in the second inning. They lead 1-0, heading to the bottom of two.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Back here in the Arena District at Huntington Park. Fans, if you are listening to tonight's ball game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, well, what's holding you back? 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Clippers here in the second inning. George Valera to lead things off. 220 batting average in 150 AAA at-bats. He takes high for ball one. Valera had a double yesterday, and it missed, sending the Clippers back-to-back-to-back home runs by 2 vertical feet. He was out underneath the scoreboard, just about 2 feet shy of that yellow home run line. Here he takes off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. On-base percentage over 100 points higher than the batting average for Valera. Swings here and grounds one to the second baseman. Marcano's got it. Soft toss to first, and that'll put him away. Brings up Brian Lavastida. Clippers catcher batting 222 on the year. 4 homers, 14 runs batted in. Brian Lavastida. Quinn Priester, the right-hander on the hill for Indianapolis, fires and gets a check swing, and the home plate umpire said it was a full swing. Strike one. Priester, 6'3", 210-pounder, just 22 years of age. First-round pick back in 2019. Gets a foul ball on the third base side to make it 0-2. 18th overall pick out of Cary Grove High School in Illinois. Baseball America calls him the number 2 prospect in the Pirates organization, number 63 overall in all of minor league baseball. The 0-2. Just a bit above the zone to Lavastida. Lavastida faced Priester twice this year in Double-A, did not get a hit against him. 1-2 pitch, takes a breaking ball outside. 4-seamer, 2-seamer. Change-up, curveball, slider. They'll use them all to varying degrees. 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Called on the outside corner. Lavastida is put away. Fastball there at 92 miles per hour. And that is strikeout number 3 for Priester. Number 2, Jose Tena. Here's Jose Tena. Not a huge strikeout rate for Priester, but gets a lot of ground balls. There's a square by Tana. He pulls back, and it's ball one. Coming into the season, better than a 2-to-1 ground ball to fly ball ratio. Next pitch. That's high. Two balls and nothing. Put together a very good 2021 campaign. His first full professional season. This ball's chopped on the first base side. It's a foul ball. Big break for the Clippers there as Mason Martin couldn't get to it quickly enough. If he grabs that in fair territory, the inning's over. Back in 2021, Priester pitching in high A for Greensboro at a 304 earned run average, 124 whip, 225 batting average against. That led the league in all three categories. He was their pitcher of the year. The 1-1. Excuse me, that should be 2-1 pitch, called a strike on the inside corner. So I've got it at 2-2 now. Home plate umpire agrees with me. Priester delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. They'll throw down to first, and that will retire the side. The Clippers go 1-2-3, and we go to inning number 3. It's 1-0 Indianapolis.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special. With some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
autopalacecolumbus.com. Approval guaranteed.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Top of the third inning. Sun heading down. The lights have come up. And the Clippers trailing 1-0 against the visiting Indianapolis Indians. Triple-A Pirates come to bat here in the top of the third. We'll get you scores from around the International League. Brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Logan Allen goes to work on Drew Maggi, who swings and fouls back the first pitch 0-1. Third inning in Rochester, no score between the Worcester Red Sox and the Rochester Red Wings. Durham with a magic number of 1, already up 3-0 on the Charlotte Knights. The Bulls win, and they are in the AAA playoff. 0-1 pitch, that's high. No score, Jacksonville at Norfolk just underway. Likewise, Buffalo at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. The Rail Riders 2 games back with 2 games to go in the International League East Division. Maggi swings and misses at the 1-1, make it a ball and two. Other games coming up later on. One final, Toledo beat Iowa today, 7-5 at Principal Park. Next pitch, breaking ball, strike 3. Called on the outside corner and Maggi is put away. Second strikeout for Logan Allen. Playoff picture getting clearer and clearer. Nashville has won the IL West. They're 4 games up on Toledo. Allen delivers, and it's fouled away, 0-1. Tucapita Marcano at the plate. So Nashville is in. Durham is 1 win away, or 1 Scranton loss away, from punching their ticket in the International League East Division. Allen delivers, and it's high, 1-1. Out of the PCL, Reno is up 12 games on Tacoma in the West Division. 1-1 pitch. That's a strike. They were the first team to clinch, and they did so quite a while ago. One ball, two strikes to Marcano. Allen has his sign. Kicks and deals, and a breaking ball got him. Called strike or foul tip, it doesn't matter. It will be officially a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, but strikeout number three for Logan Allen. Two down for Jared Oliva. That was a nasty pitch. Pacific Coast League East. El Paso up two games on Oklahoma City, but I believe El Paso has the tiebreaker, so I think they have clinched with two games to go. First pitch of ball to Oliva. The next pitch, breaking ball, snaps over the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1 count. Oliva reached on a two-base error and scored on a throwing error on a stolen base attempt, 1-0 Indianapolis. 1-1 pitch, that misses low. Two balls and a strike. If the Clippers win this ball game before all that PCL action is finished, there's a 2-1 pitch looping out towards second base. It'll fall in front of Rocchio. He'll throw to first in time for the out. The top three records in all of AAA would be right here in the IL West Division. 1-2-3 go the Indy Indians in the third. Clippers coming up after this, trailing 1-0.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Clippers down 1-0. Home half of the third inning, Oscar Mercado has put together a very good month of September. Season batting average up to .283, four homers, 27 batted in. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it away 0-1. Mercado began the year with the Cleveland Guardians. .01, that is off the outside corner. Ball one strike to count. Late June, he had a bit of an odyssey as he swings here and misses 1-2. Guardians designated for assignment on June 21st. Philadelphia claimed him on the 27th. He played one game for the Phillies. That was on June 30th. The 1-2 pitch hit hard, but a sinking line drive. Does it hit the dirt? Apparently it does. It is thrown to first in time for the out. Umpires didn't make very clear indications there, so Malcolm Nunez believed it hit the dirt anyway, threw to first for the out, and Mercado was put away. After playing just one game for Philadelphia, the Phillies designated him for assignment. Yeah, that ball hit the dirt, so officially that goes as a 5-3. First pitch strike to Mitch Tolman. 0-1 to the Clippers' third baseman. The 0-1. That's a strike. The timing for Cleveland was good when the Phillies designated for Mercado for assignment because they just had an injury in the outfield. And so they grabbed him back off of waivers. 0-2 pitch, that's in the dirt. Oscar Gonzalez had gone on the shelf. Guards felt like the familiarity with Oscar Mercado would do them a good turn. They brought him back to the organization. Long pause, now the pitch. And it is a check swing and a pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Mercado was designated for assignment again by Cleveland and passed through waivers, assigned here to Columbus, where he has been since. 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled back. We're in the bottom of the third inning in this ball game, and there are no hits. The wind, the pitch, and that is outside. Full count. The Clippers had a base runner in the first and a walk. Indianapolis also had a walk in the first inning, but it did not factor in their run. Jared Oliva reached on a two-base error, stole third, and scored on a throwing error on that play. And that's all that's happened in terms of run scoring. Payoff pitch. Slow roller, right side of the infield. Pass Priester out to Marcano. He's got it. Throws to first, and he's able to cut down Tolman 4-3. Clippers have to hope they didn't use up their allotment of runs for this series yesterday. They scored 17 of them. Now, 17 runs over a three-game series. That's an average of better than 5 runs per game, nearly 6. The Clippers have scored just about that on the season on a per-game basis. Next offering, swung on and missed by Palacios. 0-1 becomes 0-2. Next offering, and that is a little bit high. Clippers have scored 5.69 runs per game. 17 innings over three games would be 5.67. The 1-2, fouled away. That run scoring total for Columbus is tops in the International League. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit hard down the right field line, but foul. Left-handed batting Palacios got out in front. Clippers have had one of the top on-base percentages in the IL all season long. They draw a lot of walks. 1-2 pitch, that's outside, 2-2. Less over the last couple of months because some of their big walk producers are in the major leagues. Will Benson, obviously, with the Cleveland Guardians, but Alex Call's another guy that drew a ton of walks. Guardians called him up and then designated him for assignment when they needed the roster spot. Now he is plying his trade for the Washington Nationals. 2-2 pitch. And it is inside. Palacios leaps out of the way. I don't know if it was quite that far inside, but fills the count. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Priester fires the 3-2, and that's well outside for ball four. Came with a changeup there, and not tempting at all to Rocchio, so he'll take first on a two-out walk. The Clippers had a two-out walk in the first inning. That drawn by Nolan Jones. So here's Brian Rocchio. Big day yesterday for Rocchio. Reached base four times, had two hits, walked, was hit by a pitch. The hit by a pitch was a big moment in the ballgame. It came in the second inning. Oswaldo Bideau gave up the home run to Rocchio in the first and then drilled him right in the middle of the back. He was ejected. Priester with a long hold at the belt. Here's the pitch. And it's banged to center field. Charging Oliva. He will make the catch on a knuckling line drive for out number three. Clippers get a base runner, but still through three innings in this ballgame, there are no hits. Indianapolis leads 1-0.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking. Isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920.
Top of the fourth,
Columbus.
1-0 Indianapolis. One unearned run on no hits. The Clippers, no runs on no hits. Logan Allen and Quinn Priester have been doing battle here. A couple of top-level prospects in the Pittsburgh and Cleveland organizations. Logan Allen, he will face Malcolm Nunez. We walked back in the first inning. Nunez, the only man to earn his way aboard for Indianapolis today. It was a four-pitch walk right after the E5. Run scored while he was at the plate. Very upright stance in the left-handed batter's box. Lefty-lefty matchup, and a breaking ball is swung on and missed by Nunez for strike one. 231 batting average on the year for Nunez, a homer. In 13 at-bats, next pitch, slider outside. The wind and the 1-1. Fouled back to the screen, one ball and two. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it, Scotts. Let's get to the yard. One, two. Just low. Second game of a three-game series. The minor league season comes to a close tomorrow night. Here's a breaking ball fouled down the left field line. Two-two pitch, fouled back to the screen. Double-A season could go through tomorrow. Right now they are playing their championship series in the Eastern League where the Akron Rubber Ducks play. They did not make the playoffs this year. Erie took game one against Somerset, but Somerset leads game two, 4-0. Now the foul ball back by Nunez, still 2-2. Excuse me, we got Hoy Park batting here. That is not Nunez. And Hoy Park takes a strike on the inside corner for a called third strike. So that is the fourth strikeout for Logan Allen. And the pitch is hit high in the air and deep to right center field. Back at the warning track and making the catch on the run is Oscar Mercado for out number two. Mercado can really run it down in the outfield. So two down, the base is empty. And the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Next pitch. Cita tried to hold up his swing, couldn't do it. Logan Allen quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Gets his sign from Brian LaVastita. Now rocks and fires. Breaking ball, misses outside. Next pitch. High chopper off the plate. Going to be tough for Tolman. Bare hand grab. He will throw the baseball. Should have held on to it. Nowhere near in time. He had no chance to get seated. That's an infield single and the first hit of the ball game. By the time Tolman let loose that ball, Cita was already past the bag. Well, that's a tough one for the first hit given up by Logan Allen. Defense has made some really good plays behind him tonight. Goes to work on Travis Swaggerty and misses outside with a breaking ball, 1-0. Wind still blowing out toward right center field. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball again, misses outside. Swaggerty popped a shortstop. His first time up, he has exactly 100 hits on the season for the Indianapolis Indians. The 1-0. Excuse me, that's a 2-0 pitch, and that's outside. Three balls and no strikes. The first time a batter reached, Oliva in the first inning. Allen walked the next man on four straight pitches. Cita reaches here. Now it's 3-0 to Swaggerty. The pitch, and it's just a tick outside for ball four. So now two on and two outs for Hunter Owen. One to nothing ball game. Indianapolis on top. The Clippers have been held hitless through three. Indy was as well, but they have a base hit and a walk here in the fourth inning, all coming with two outs. Allen checks the runner at second base and now goes to work. Gets a swing and a miss. Hunter Owen grounded to the shortstop. His first time up, he's batting 271. Oh, 1. That's in there. A fastball for a called strike. Cleveland Guardians the other day locked down the American League Central title. Pittsburgh Pirates, meanwhile, are dead last in the NL Central, 32 games out of first. The 0-2. Breaking ball over but low. Pittsburgh, 40 games under 500 at 57-97. Just another tough season. Next offering popped up on the infield, right side. Allen there, called off by Jean-Kenzie Noel. And if Noel calls for it, you better get out of the way. That's a freight train coming at you. Owen is out. Indianapolis is out as well. They do not score. They leave a couple of base runners, a hit and a walk. Clippers coming up in the fourth, looking for their first hit, trailing 1-0.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Clippers trailing by a 1-0 score. Nolan Jones to the plate. Quinn Priester back to the hill. The 22-year-old has gone three innings, walking two, but allowing no hits. First pitch to Jones is outside for ball one. Nolan walked in the first inning. 29th time he has taken a walk this year. His on-base percentage is .360. Almost 100 points higher than his batting average at .269. He takes down, and it's 2-1. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it's outside. 3-0. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. 3-0 pitch is a called strike, 3-1. Zach Plesac made an injury rehab appearance for the Clippers, and it has been reported he'll be activated as soon as Thursday to get back to the major leagues. 3-1 pitch to Nolan Jones, fouled down the left field line on a play, 3-2. That, of course, will necessitate a roster move for the Guardians. They are at the September maximum of 28 right now. Payoff. Outside and high for ball four. Jones is aboard for the second time today on a free pass. Clippers still looking for their first hit. So if Plesac gets healthy, now the Guardians have a decision to make. The rotation has been pretty good as of late. They reshuffled things a little bit. Shane Bieber jumping in front of Tristan McKenzie. Bieber scheduled to go tonight against Corey Kluber. With Tampa Bay in town, though at last report the tarp was on the field. Up on the lake, first pitch to Jean-Kenzie Noel's, a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Set by the right-hander. And now the pitch. That bounces in front of home plate, 2-0. Aaron Savalli, the last two times through the rotation since being activated from the injured list for the third time this year, Savalli has been very good in both starts. And Cody Morris continues to impress. He is more and more stretched out now. He's had all kind of injury woes this season and last. But he's been effective. And now the Guardians have to decide how they want to slot things for the remainder of the regular season, and then you have to figure out your postseason roster as well. The Guards are going to the postseason. Who they play is up in the air. This three-game series against Tampa Bay could be a preview of the first round. 2-0 to Noel. The pitch, fastball below the strike zone, 3-0. Now, if you groove one here, Noel certainly has the pop, 32 home runs on the year to do some damage. Low crouch stance. Here comes the pitch. And it's down and in for ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the inning here. And the Clippers are in business. Runners at first and second. They still don't have a hit. They trailed the ball game 1-0. Here's George Valera. Well, this is one of the prospect matchups we were looking for tonight. First time up, Valera grounded to second base. Both these guys in the top 100 prospect ranking. Valero waits. Here comes the pitch. And it is off the outside corner for ball one. Guardians will play, in all likelihood, either Tampa Bay, Seattle, or the Toronto Blue Jays. There is still some jumbling that could be done there in the wild card chase. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball over but low. Good take by Valera. Two balls and nothing. Priester in his first jam of the ball game. Clippers had two previous runners, both on walks, and both came with two outs. This time, nobody out. Valera, 9 home runs in a Clippers uniform, 23 batted in. Long look to second base, now the 2-0 pitch. Popped up. Left side of the infield. Nunez and Maggi over there. It'll be the third baseman. Catch will be made. Excuse me, it's Hoy Park over there at third base. He makes the catch. Valera put away and brings up Brian Lavastida. So that's a big out, keeping the ball on the infield. Infield fly rule was in effect. Lavastida, righty batter, waits. First pitch gets away, and everybody moves up 90 feet. That probably goes as a pass ball. Yeah, there was a lot of leather on that one. Blake Sable just didn't corral it. Lavastida caught looking at strike three, his first time up in the second inning. Chance to put the Clippers on top with a base hit. Swings, drills it towards center field. That's going to fall in and will be a base hit. It ties the game. Here comes Noel around, and he will score. The big fellow with a head first dive crosses home. And indeed, Brian Lavastida, with the first Clippers hit of the ballgame, puts him on top by a 2-1 score. John Kenzie Noel had no doubt that that thing was going to fall in. He read it early and got on his horse, busted it around third base, and scored without a throw. It's good heads-up base running. Jose Tana to the plate now. Left-handed batter. First pitch, breaking ball, and that is low 1-0. So Priester battling with the strike zone here in the fourth inning. Walk Jones, walk Noel. Fell behind Valera before getting a 2-0 pop-out. 1-0 to Tana. He is swung on and fouled back. Tana just up as the AA season came to a close. He has gone 3-for-11 so far. He's also walked four times. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. So both pitchers give up their first hit of the ball game here in the fourth inning. One run, one hit, no errors for Indianapolis. Two runs, one hit, two errors for the Clippers. One down, middle infield in what passes for double play position in 2022. 1-2 pitch hit up the middle, and that'll get through for a base knock. Big turn at second base for Lavastida. He chugs on to third, and the Clippers have him on the corners. What passes for double play position in 2022 may have just cost Indianapolis a double play ball, because the second baseman, Marcano, was playing not only straight up, but maybe a step toward the first base line of straight up for a second baseman in traditional position. If he's pinched towards second base, there's absolutely a chance he gets to that one and starts a twin kill. Anthony Schlosser would say the shift taketh away there. Pitching coach out to have a word. Dan Meyer, a quick visit. Here's Oscar Mercado. Mercado grounded to third, his first time up. The infield pre-pitch looks like it's going to set up about halfway in. Park almost even with the bag at third. Middle infielders both to the left of the second base bag. The pitch to Mercado gets away from the catcher, and the play at the plate is not in time. It didn't get very far away, and it seemed like Lavastida had hesitated. And then when Blake Sable saw, well, his head just kept spinning. It went to where the baseball was. He didn't see it right away, and so Lavastida thought, well, I've got time here. Put the Jets back in. And he scores with a head-first dive. So that, we'll see if that goes as a wild pitch in all likelihood. Gives the Clippers a 3-1 lead. Tanner moves up to second base. A 1-0 pitch to Mercado. He swings and foul tips it into the catcher's mitt. One Clippers on top here in the home half of the fourth inning. Here's the set by the young right-hander. Check the runner at second. Now the pitch. Lifted foul down the right field line. Well, it is safe to say that here in the early going, the offense has not been prolific. The runs that have scored, we'll say exactly, have been gifted. First two Clippers runs reached on walks. Here's the 1-2. That's in the dirt, 2-2. Pass ball, wild pitch here in this fourth inning. Indianapolis run scored on two errors in the first. Two and two to Oscar Mercado. Priester has his sign and goes to work. And that one's off the inside corner, 3-2. Mercado started his swing and held it back. A very different inning for Priester here in the fourth than we have seen previously. He had walked two batters, but largely in command. He had struck out four. Pitch count now is up to 74. The payoff pitch. And he walked him. That's the third walk of the inning. Runners at first and second for Mitch Tolman. Now another sentiment. 75 pitches for Priester. 25 of those have come in this fourth inning. Wonder how much longer it'll be, and well, there's our answer. Indianapolis will scramble the bullpen. John O'Reilly heading down there. First pitch to Tolman is low and away for ball one. Mitch has homered 10 times for the Clippers this year. 45 runs batted in. He's got 25 doubles. First year in the Guardians organization, signed as a minor league free agent. Prior to the 2022 campaign, had a great start to the year. April and May, he was one of the top hitters in the International League. He's cooled, and he hits a high fly ball here to left center field. Cita and Oliva to the gap. It'll be the center fielder, Oliva, to make the call and the catch, and the runners stay put. Two down and back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios. Now, runners at first and second. When Richie comes to the plate, you really want to see the bases loaded. The Clippers have been great all year long with the bases loaded, but Richie particularly. 13 trips to the plate, the sacks full, 462 batting average and 13 RBIs with the bases loaded. Oh for one today with a walk. Left-handed batter awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. And it swung on, hit to left field. Hit pretty well. Cita racing toward the corner. He will get there to make the catch and run it down for out number three. Clippers send eight to the plate, three come home, and it's a 3-1 Clippers lead after four innings at Huntington Park.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Okay, three more climbers, seven loggers.
Ted's sustainably sourced logging company is growing a new branch.
What about truck driver contracts?
Which means a new HR manager will be the first hire to fall.
Then we'll need to staff up the warehouse.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Ben Maller Show. Say And Ben loves the guys he works with. Like Eddie Garcia.
He's like Frankenstein.
Justin Cooper.
He's Herman Munster.
And Roberto Flores.
He's a lumberjack.
And if he could, he'd give them all max contracts. Right, Ben?
I would not give any of these guys 10-plus year contracts.
Well, all right then. It's the Ben Maller Show. Weeknights. 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Beauty of a fall evening here at Huntington Park. The sun has dipped low. Cotton candy clouds all over the place here in the Arena District. Clippers on top 3-1. Go to the top half of the fifth inning for Indianapolis. It'll be 8-9-1 due up. Mason Martin, Drew Maggi. And then back to the top of the order for Jacopita Marcano. Logan Allen has thrown 67 pitches. Through four innings, goes to work here in a lefty-lefty matchup, and a breaking ball is popped up foul territory on the third base side. Room for Tolman, and he will make the catch on the warning track for the first out. Here's Drew Maggi. Maggi struck out looking his first time up. Logan Allen has K'd four in his 4 1/3 innings. One unearned run allowed on one hit and two walks. The left-hander goes to work and fills the zone with a fastball at 91 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. The 0-1. Breaking ball that misses outside. Evens things at 1-1. Wrap up the 2022 slate tomorrow, 6:15 first pitch. Connor Pilkington will take the hill for the Clippers. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. Indianapolis starter still to be announced. Three balls and a strike now to Maggi, the nine-hitter, right-hander. 216 average on the year. He swings and fouls the pitch back. Start of the year with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Clippers saw him in the first series of the season, so now we see him for the last series of the season wearing a different uniform. Maggi taking his time digging back in. Columbus is going to finish in third place. The International League West Division. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Maggi down on strikes for the second time. Clippers can't catch Toledo. And they can't fall below Indianapolis. So Columbus, who occupied second place for 135 of 137 days from May 5th, until 8 days ago, are going to finish outside the top two. Tuca Pietermaricano digs in. He has struck out twice and takes strike one. That series against the Mud Hens, seven-gamer at Fifth Third Field, was the Clippers' undoing for trying to finish runner-up. Next pitch outside, 1-1. Clippers went into that series with a mathematical chance of running down Nashville, but not really a realistic chance. 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. The same thing was true for Toledo, and by knocking each other around there in the early portion of that series, they just allowed Nashville to keep winning and then lock down the division. 1-2 pitch, hit hard but foul down the left field line into the seats. Clippers have some activity in their bullpen now. It's like Ian Hamilton's going to get loose, the right-hander. One ball, two strikes, and that is over but low, 2-2. Clippers starters have been shortened up in terms of their pitch limits here over the last couple of weeks. We get toward the end of the season, inning counts higher than most of these guys have ever thrown in a season. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, swung on, a miss, strike three. So if that's how it finishes for Logan Allen tonight, it finishes on a high note. Five innings, no earned runs. Gave up an unearned run in the first. Allen strikes out his sixth, and the Clippers lead it 3-1 halfway through regulation frames.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ryan Rocchio to lead things off for the Columbus Clippers. Clippers up 3-1 here in the home half of the fifth inning. First pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike. Next offering, swung on and fouled away. Priester delivers and misses outside. There's a high chopper to the pitcher's mound. Underhand toss from Priester. That is in time. And Brian Rocchio is put away.
Batting now, the designated hitter, number 38, Nolan Jones
to the plate. Jones has come up twice, walked both times, scored the Clippers' first run back in the fourth inning. First pitch to him outside for ball one. Next pitch. Framed up by Blake Sobel, but no call. Two-oh pitch. Jones swings, and it's a high, deep drive to center field. Bye-bye! Nolan Jones with his eighth home run of the year. Third Clippers hit, fourth Clippers run. 4-1 ball game here in the fifth. There's that pop for Nolan Jones. That's going to do it for Priestley from the looks of things. Miguel Perez, the skipper, making his way slowly out toward the mound. And he is going to take the baseball. I hadn't yet, though. Talking things over with the young right-hander. And there it is, finally, the call to the bullpen. So we'll step away. A reliever coming on looks like Colin Selby. And we'll come back after these words. The Clippers on top by a 4-1 score. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. John Kenzie Noel is the batter for the Clippers. Colin Selby, the pitcher. For Quinn Priester, 4 1/3 innings. 4 runs, 3 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. The fourth inning was an odd frame for him. He had been really good through the first three. He walked 2 batters, but he struck out 3 and allowed no hits. And then in the fourth inning, he walked 3 batters, gave up 2 hits, threw a wild pitch, another one passed ball. And the Clippers scored 3 times. He gives up a home run to Nolan Jones here in the fifth inning. And that's the end of his night. John Kenzie Noel takes high for ball one. Selby, 6'2", 220-pounder out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Drafted in 2018. In the 16th round, the right-hander fires, and it's a breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-1. One pitch. Slider swung on and missed. One ball, 2 strikes. Righty-righty matchup. Another breaking ball, another empty swing. Strike 3. Noel is gone. 2 down. And here's George Valera. Third trip to the plate tonight. For the Clippers right fielder, top position player prospect in the Guardians organization. Daniel Espino is the top overall prospect, but Espino had an injury-shortened season. First offering is high and away for ball one. We expected certainly to see Espino at some point in this year, but got hurt in May. One oh pitch, breaking ball just a little bit high. Meanwhile, several other Akron Rubber Ducks starting pitchers promoted to AAA this year. Xavion Curry, Hunter Gaddis, tonight's starter Logan Allen. 2-0 pitch, inside. 3 balls, no strikes. You'd certainly assume if Espino had stayed healthy and continued on the track he was at the beginning of the season, he would have been the first man up. 3-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Hardest pitch we have seen thrown tonight. The 3-1 is 97, so it does that one better. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Belair was able to get a piece. 3-2 the count. Selby has his sign, rocks and fires. And a breaking ball called third strike. On the inside corner, that'll do it for the Clippers. They get a run on a Nolan Jones homer, and they lead the ballgame 4-1 after 5.
You never know when you're going to be sidelined by a work injury. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. At Willis Spangler Starling, we make it our mission to listen to your concerns and discuss all your possible options and outcomes. At Willis Spangler Starling, we understand the workers' compensation system in Ohio very well. We can help you get the money and the treatment you deserve and help you get back on your feet. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself, because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats, all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Ian Hamilton on the pitch. Both starters are out of the ball game, and right now they are the pitchers of record. Logan Allen goes the requisite 5 to get a win and leaves with the lead. Priester didn't go 5, but it doesn't matter as he leaves trailing the ballgame. Jared Oliva scored the only run so far for Indianapolis. It was unearned back in the first inning. He reached on a two-base error. And a stolen base attempt at third base. Safe or out, we'll never know because the throw got into left field. Popped up and trotted home for an unearned run. So Oliva officially is 0-2, batting .268 on the year. Time is called before the first pitch. Not sure what the holdup is here, but the home plate umpire is holding play as Ian Hamilton is ready to throw. Hamilton 0-4 with a 6.62 ERA for the Clippers in 14 games. First pitch, fastball, strike at the knees. Overall this season, Hamilton has a .388 earned run average. He was very good as a member of the St. Paul Saints prior to being traded from Minnesota to Cleveland in a minor league deal. 0-1 pitch is downstairs 1-1. Guardians sent Sandy Leon from the Clippers roster to Minnesota because there was an opening at the major league level for Minnesota at the catching position. That was something they told Sandy Leon they would do for him if he accepted his outright assignment to the minor leagues, and it's one of the things the Guardians are well known for, being true to their word to their players. One, two. Breaking ball low and away, 2-2. Speaking of the major leagues, the scoreboard brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Guards had a rain delay But back to it. This pitch here is off the inside corner, 3-2. Cleveland playing host to the Tampa Bay Rays in the top of the fourth inning. A battle of former Cy Young Award winners. Shane Bieber on the hill for the guards tonight. Corey Kluber for the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a 1-1 ball game. 3-2 pitch. High chopper to the shortstop. Tana's got it. Fires to first in time. That's out number one. In Pittsburgh, the Cincinnati Reds taking on the parent club of these Indianapolis Indians, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it's a 1-1 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. Also top four in Detroit. Kansas City leading the Tigers 2-0. Braves trailing at the Nationals 2-0. Blue Jays leading at home against the Yankees 1-0 after two innings. Hoyt Park, the batter, swings at the first pitch. Chops it on the first base side. Ian Hamilton cannot field it cleanly, but he still gets it over to first base in time. Hamilton reached down with the glove, came up with just the glove, reached down with the glove again, and scooped it over to Jean-Kenzie Noel in time for the out. Boy, and I don't know if he so much scooped it as just knocked it over there with glove and foot. And that's as bang-bang as you are going to get. First base umpire Matt Brown with his eyes right on it calls the out. Two away. That was a 1-1-1-3 putout. Blake Sable, 0-2, takes downstairs for ball one. Elsewhere around the major leagues, Orioles leading 1-0 at Fenway in the second inning. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Marlins 2, Mets 0 at Citi Field. That is in the bottom of the second. Just underway in Minnesota, Twins and White Sox in a series that means virtually nothing, no score. Phillies at the Cubs, nothing doing in the first inning. Likewise, St. Louis at Milwaukee. Everything else coming up later on. Sable awaits the 1-1 pitch, and he takes low and away. Two balls and a strike. Mets and Braves separated by one game in the National League East, both playing bottom feeders today and both losing. 2-1. Breaking ball down. The Braves have two games with the Nats and three with the Marlins. The Mets have two with the Marlins, three with the Nats, and then they have three games head-to-head over the weekend. 3-1 pitch, that is low for ball four. So two-out base runner here for the Indianapolis Indians. Sable takes first, and Brent Seda will be the batter. 4-1 Clippers on top. Top of the sixth inning. So one would guess that the weekend series, it will happen, I believe that's at Citi Field, will have a large impact on deciding the National League East title winner. First pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed by Cita for strike one. Of course, if you win the East, you're going to get a first-round bye in the playoffs because St. Louis is going to be the division winner with the worst record. 0-1. Breaking ball just missed the outside corner. Paused by Hamilton, now the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a foul ball off the ankle, 1-2. Whichever one of those teams comes away with the wild card will play San Diego, Philadelphia, or Milwaukee in that first three-game series. Milwaukee right now is on the outside looking in, a game and a half behind Philadelphia for the second, make it the third wild card spot. 1-2 pitch, check swing, he didn't go. 2-2. And really, San Diego is not a lock yet. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ian Hamilton walks a man but puts down three others. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning at Huntington Park with the Clippers on top of Indianapolis by a 4-1 score.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Bottom of the sixth, 4-1 Columbus here at Huntington Park. Ryan Lavastida to lead things off for Columbus. Jose Tena and Oscar Mercado to follow. One run, one hit for Indianapolis. Four runs, three hits for the Clippers. Neither team has been prolific offensively tonight. Both teams now into the bullpen. Night skies have fallen in central Ohio. Ryan Lavastida, 1-for-2 with a two-run single. He put the Clippers on top with that base hit in the fourth inning. Scoring Nolan Jones and Jean-Kenzie Noel, who had walked in front of him. Wine the pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner. New pitcher on for Indianapolis here. Jeremy Beasley just activated today. Throws the 2-0, gets a swing and a miss. Tonight and tomorrow, and that'll do it for 2022 for baseball here in the Capital City. 2-1 pitch. Outside, three balls and a strike. It's been a long season, the longest in Clippers history. Clippers will play 149 of a scheduled 150 games. 3-1 pitch. Popped up back behind home plate, 3-2. In fact, tonight was supposed to be a doubleheader because the last time these two teams met at Huntington Park, the finale got rained out. But after the Clippers were eliminated from playoff contention, it was decided that the second game of the doubleheader did not need to be made up. Payoff pitch. Ground ball foul on the third base side. We'll do it again. Beasley, the right-hander, has his sign, goes to work. And misses outside with a breaking ball. So a lengthy battle. Lavastida wins it with a base on balls. He's got a strikeout, a single, and a walk so far today. Jose Tena has a strikeout and a single. Jeremy Beasley from Lyons, Georgia. Originally drafted by the Angels back in 2017. 30th round pick. Delivers a called strike here, drafted out of Clemson. Runner goes, no. Puts on the brakes. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed by 10. A quickly 0-2. Drafted by the Angels. Went from L.A. to Arizona in a trade. Exchange for Matt Andrees in 2020. Another pitch to Tana is just low, and he held back his swing. From Arizona, he went to Toronto for the 2021 season. Another trade. He bounced up and down all of 2021 and here in 2022. Swinging a foul ball back. Beasley was then traded to Pittsburgh in a cash deal back on August the 2nd. One ball, two strikes. Runner goes. The 1-2 pitch is lifted in the air down the left field line. That is going to fall in for a base hit. Lavastida, though, went head first into the second base bag, not realizing the ball was put in play. And so by the time he popped up, he was not able to get to third. Tana's second base hit of the ball game puts him at first and second. Nobody out for Oscar Mercado. Righty-righty matchup here. Mercado 0-for-1 with a walk. First pitch to him, he swings and fouls it away. .160 at-bats from Mercado as a Clipper. 13 extra base hits, 6 doubles, 3 triples, and 4 home runs. .01 pitch. Swing and a miss. 3 triples. Second most among current Clippers. Richie Palacios leads the group with 5. Palacios had a bases clearing triple with the bases loaded in Toledo the other day. Time called prior to the 0-2. Bottom of the 6, Clippers 4, Indians 1. Beasley fires. It's pop foul again out of play. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Go to MILB.TV for details today. Cool evening, wind blowing out to center field. The Clippers haven't taken advantage of it tonight the way they did yesterday with 6 home runs. The 0-2. That's in the dirt, blocked by Sable. First 3 innings this ballgame took about 26 minutes. Pace has slowed considerably here in the middle innings. A lot more base runners. Now you've got relief pitchers working, and they tend to work more slowly. And obviously with base runners on, that pitch clock goes from 14 to 19 seconds. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. Coming to the major leagues next year, although it won't be 14 and 19, it will be 15 and 20. Bases empty. 15 seconds on the clock, which, by the way, for all of you traditionalists out there, it's a breaking ball that misses inside that are gnashing your teeth and wringing your hands, saying there is no clock in baseball. There's no place for this. Thump, thump, thump. That's fist on table. There has always been a rule that a pitch with the bases empty must be thrown within, get this, 12 seconds. It's in the rule book right now. Mercado just fouled one off his foot, and he is hurt. Dropped his bat and went racing up the first baseline to try and run out the pain. You go pick up a rule book. I hit the inside of his ankle and that front leg. Ouch. And you will see that for longer than you've been watching baseball. The official rule has been that a pitch shall be thrown within 12 seconds. It just hasn't been enforced. So now they're going to change the rule, rewrite the book, put it in there, codified, and hopefully enforced. And you are going to see a much, much improved baseball product. 3-2. Hit on the ground. Third base. Past Hoy Park and down the line. Lavastida will score. Tana hitting third base. He'll be waved around as the ball caroms around in the corner. That's a two-run double for Oscar Mercado, and the Clippers are on top 6-1. Big swing there from Oscar Mercado, as I was talking about, the extra base hits. He's got plenty of them. That's his seventh double. And here comes Mitch Tolman. And here comes Miguel Perez, the manager for the Indianapolis Indians. He wants to go to the bullpen, so he'll take the ball from Jeremy Beasley, and we will take a break. We'll come back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Still nobody out, a runner at second base, and the Clippers up by a 6-1 score. What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
John O'Reilly is on to pitch. O'Reilly in the game tonight. He couldn't pitch last night because he was ejected for arguing from the dugout when the whole fracas took place in the second inning yesterday. The Clippers were batting. Brian Rocchio was drilled by a pitch. Osvaldo Bidot, the starting pitcher for Indianapolis, after a conference by the umpires, was ejected. Eventually, so was Miguel Perez, the manager. And shortly after that, O'Reilly was picked out of the crowd and tossed from the dugout. He'll face Mitch Tolman with a runner at second and nobody out. The Clippers on top 6-1 here in the home half of the sixth inning. Lanky right-hander goes to work and misses high for ball one. O'Reilly, 6'5", 225 pounds out of Westwood, New Jersey. Signed as a non-drafted free agent back in 2018 by Pittsburgh. 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Tolman, 1-1. Mitch has gone 0-2 so far today. Ground out to second base and a fly out to center field. Clippers trailed 1-0 from the first inning until the fourth inning. And they put three runs on the board. They scored another in the fifth on a Nolan Jones home run. Now two have crossed the plate in the sixth inning. Still nobody out. Tolman skies one to straightaway center field. Not deep. Oliva comes in, now heads back and over toward left. He'll make the catch. Bluffing a go at second base is Oscar Mercado. He retreats. One down, back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios, 0-2. Well, Clippers fans, one more time. Tomorrow night, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids here at Huntington Park as we wrap up the 2022 season with AAA member night. It's also a dime a dog night. So bring your AAA member card and a bag of dimes. Build a speed pitch and stuff yourself full of hot dogs. Next offering, that is inside. Well, Palacios in a Clippers uniform hitting 283 this year. He has spent more time in the majors than in the minors this year. Lefty batter with some power. Here's a pitch that skips past Sable all the way to the backstop. A wild one will send the runner on to third base. Oscar Mercado now 90 feet away. Richie has four home runs, five triples, 10 doubles for Columbus, and 36 batted in. Infield in the 2-0. Strike called on the inside corner. 54 games for the Cleveland Guardians this year for Richie. Hit 232. Six doubles, 10 batted in. Two-one coming from O'Reilly. Swung on and popped up down the left field line. Not deep onto the warning track into foul territory, and Hoy Park cannot navigate the bullpen to catch it. He had room, and it looked like he had time, but not quite the right line to run it down. Just beyond his glove. Anytime you're looking up, tracking a ball in unfamiliar territory, that's nerve-wracking. You never know when that wall's going to jump up on you. 2-2 pitch. To the backstop. A wild pitch will send Mercado home. He will score standing. Second time in this ballgame, a Clipper has scored on a wild pitch. 7-1 Columbus. Couple innings tonight have really gotten away from Indianapolis. The Clippers have cashed in. Ryan Lamastita had a base hit when he needed it. Oscar Mercado, a double here when he needed it in the sixth inning, but walks, wild pitches, pass balls. They have really set the table for Columbus. Palacios swings and chops one off the plate to first base. Mason Martin fields it standing right next to the bag. Makes one step to his left. Palacios is out, two away. Here's Brian Rocchio now. He is 0-3. Rocchio, a strikeout, a fly out to center field, and a tapper back to the mound. In spite of all the wild pitches, pass balls, and all those sorts of things, all the runs have been earned for the Clippers tonight. Rocchio swings at the first pitch, hits another to Martin. This time behind the bag, he'll take it to first for out number three. The Clippers are gone, but another sound inning. Three runs cross the plate on two hits and nobody left. Clippers leading 7-1 as we go to the seventh.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
7-1 Clippers as we go to the seventh inning at Huntington Park. Mustard wins the hot dog race tonight, setting up a winner-take-all matchup tomorrow. Ketchup and Mustard both with 23 wins on the season. Relish eliminated. 22 wins on the year. Here's Travis Swaggerty. Or excuse me, 21 wins on the year for Relish. Swaggerty, 0 for 1 with a walk today. Left-handed batter. Ian Hamilton back to the mound for the Clippers. He pitched the sixth, walked a man, but no hits and no runs. Still waiting on the first base coach for the Indianapolis Indians. He finally makes his way out of the dugout. First pitch to Swaggerty, misses the inside corner for ball one. Clippers, if they hang on to this lead tonight, will go back to 20 games over 500. And Indianapolis would drop to 74-74, needing a win tomorrow to have a winning record. Two balls and nothing to Swaggerty. Next pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. 2-1. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide. And a local agent will work with you. You can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Two-oh hit on the ground, up the middle, and out of the reach of Brian Rocchio into center field. Just the second hit of the day for the Indianapolis Indians. They scored their run without the aid of a hit. Two Clippers errors allowed a run to score in the first inning. Brent Sita had a single in the fourth, and now Swaggerty joins him in the seventh inning. Hunter Owen, the designated hitter to bat. He is grounded out to the shortstop and popped to first base. First pitch to him is low for ball one in the dirt, blocked by Brian Lavastida. Hamilton, the hard-throwing right-hander, kicks and deals with the runner in motion. A breaking ball. The pitch is a ball. The throw is late. Pretty good throw, but a little bit high into the first base side, and by the time Jose Tena laid it down, Travis Swaggerty had gotten his foot on the bag. So 2-0 now. Indianapolis trying to not go quietly. Next pitch, a little bit high. Three balls, no strikes. Hamilton delivers, and that's high and tight for ball four. Two on, nobody out for Indianapolis, and Mason Martin coming to the plate. First baseman, number 17, Mason. Now George Springer for the Toronto Blue Jays has hit his 52nd career leadoff home run to start a ballgame. That is a tremendous number. It is fourth most all-time. One behind Craig Biggio for third place overall, but he's going to have a long way to go before he can catch one of the greatest of all time. Biggio at 53, Alfonso Soriano at 54, and then the next guy up when you talk about leading categories, you talk about unbreakable Major League Baseball records, I think you have to talk about, well, this one might be one. Leadoff home runs, but also, of course, the stolen base mark. Ricky Henderson started a ball game with a home run 81 times in his career. Now, Ricky played for a long time. Ricky was always at the top of the order, and Ricky liked him some Ricky. But to be that far ahead of the pack in any category in Major League history means you are one of the all-time greats, and Ricky certainly was that. His stolen base record is never, even with the new rules, first pitch from Hamilton here after a meeting on the mound is a breaking ball down and in. Even with the new rules, the closer bases, the disengagement rules, no one, unless baseball changes dramatically, will ever come close to what the self-proclaimed greatest of all time did in terms of stealing bases. Hamilton again bounces one in. He is struggling here. Clippers activate the bullpen. A right-hander getting loose. Nick Enright. Ricky Henderson has 1,406 stolen bases. Next pitch. That's a called strike. 1,406. Lou Brock is second with 938. So Ricky is almost 500 ahead. Next offering from Hamilton. That is low. Exactly 468 is the number. I'm going to blow your mind here in just a moment. But first, the 3-1 pitch. Pop foul and out of play, 3-2. There have been a lot of players in Major League history. Only 46 players ever have stolen as many bases as Ricky Henderson leads second place. Jimmy Rollins, a very good major leaguer and a good base dealer, had 470 career stolen bases. And if you add his total to that of Lou Brock, second place all-time in steals, you'd be two ahead of Ricky. Major League active stolen base leader. I'm still scrolling. D. Strange Gordon. 3-2 pitch. And that is outside for ball four. And D. Strange Gordon has spent a lot more time in AAA than the majors recently. He's got 336. Elvis Andrews crumbling with 332. Those are your active leaders. Here comes Andy Tracy. That's going to do it for Ian Hamilton. They tried to get a second inning out of him today, but it just did not work out. So he's gone with runners all over the place. He will exit. Drew Maggi will be the batter, and Nick Enright will be the pitcher. Clippers on top, 7-1, top of the seventh inning. Back after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. Pause that. Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Clippers up 7-1 against Indianapolis. Top of the seventh inning. Bases full for the Indians and nobody out. So they've got a chance to put a big dent in this Clippers six-run lead. Nine-hitter Drew Maggi to the plate and Nick Enright to the hill. Enright 4-0 for the Clippers, 2.85 earned run average in 28 ballgames. Started the year in AA. And here at the AAA level, he has struck out 48 in 35 innings against just six base on balls. He has allowed five home runs. Drew Maggi digs into the right-handed batter's box. Infield back here for the Clippers up six. You want to prevent a big inning here if you can get it. And a double play would be best. First pitch breaking ball misses, ball one. And right from the belt. Delivers the 1-0. It is just off the outside corner. Looked like a pretty good pitch from here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. One run on just two hits for Indianapolis tonight. They have drawn their fourth and fifth walk of the evening here in the seventh. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Lifted back to the screen. Foul. 3-2. Ideally here you get a strikeout or an infield pop-up and then a double play ball to keep Indianapolis from scoring. We're into the late innings. Indy has not had much offense tonight, and they haven't had much offense over the early part of this series. Enright deals the 2-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. Now, I say the early part of this series. This is a three-game tilt. We're used to having six-game series now in AAA, and it's a bit refreshing to have a three-gamer. Next year's schedule is again rife with the almost entirely six-game series. Maggi swings and misses, strike three. Third strikeout of the day for the former Clipper. Tucapita Marcano comes to the plate. He has already got the hat trick tonight. Struck out in the first, again in the third, and once more in the fifth inning. Marcano, though, did all of that against a left-handed pitcher. Logan Allen, the starter, struck him out three times. Allen finished with six strikeouts. First offering here is down for ball one. Seven runs, five hits, two errors for Columbus. One run, two hits, no errors for Indianapolis in the top of the seventh inning. The 1-0. Lifted back to the screen for a 1-1 count. Back when the International League consisted of four teams in the West Division prior to the 2021 season, these two clubs dominated over the past several years. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball down, 2-1. The best year, of course, was that 2015 season when they both made the playoffs. Clippers won the division. Won the opening round. Indianapolis won their opening round as well, and they met in a five-game series to decide the Governor's Cup. Clippers won it in five games at Victory Field. Indianapolis forced a game five with a game four win against the Clippers bullpen in the late going. They walked it off. 3-1. Hit in the air down the left field line. Palacios coming in. Tolman heading out, both into foul territory. Palacios overran it and trying to navigate the bullpen mound area, cannot make the catch. Boy, a dead sprint over to the bullpen. Trying to keep your feet and your eyes in the right spot. That's a tough, tough play. You know, we had the same thing with Hoy Park going into foul territory earlier, not able to make the catch. You're not entirely sure what the real estate is around you, and you're looking up into the sky. It's an unnerving feeling. Three balls, two strikes. And right ready. Bases full of Indians. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball towards second. Could be two. 4-6. 6-3. Double play. Nicely turned by the Clippers. Rocchio to Tenna to Noel. A month ago, that would have been an Akron Rubber Ducks double play, but it works here for the Clippers in the seventh inning. Just what the doctor ordered for Nick Enright. Comes in with the bases loaded, nobody out. Strikeout, twin kill, inning over. Stretch time at Huntington Park. Clippers 7, Indians 1. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Out here at Huntington Park, happy to see the Clippers keep Indianapolis off the board in the top half of this seventh inning. Indy loaded the bases with nobody out. Nick Enright came on, got a strikeout, and then a double play ball to end the threat. So for the Clippers here in the home half of the seventh, 3, 4, and 5 due up. Nolan Jones, the first scheduled batter. Pitching for Indianapolis, Junior Fernandez. Jones walked in the first, walked and scored in the fourth, and then hit that solo home run in the fifth inning. Fernandez, right-handed pitcher, sets deals and misses the outside corner at 96 miles per hour for ball one. 6'3", 215-pounder out of the Dominican Republic, claimed off the waiver wire from St. Louis earlier this month. Jones takes a pitch that goes to the backstop to make it 2-0. Split his season this year between St. Louis and Memphis. Before making his way to the Pirates organization. Five appearances so far for Indianapolis. Here he throws a strike. Over those five games, 1-0 with a 2.57 earned run average. Six strikeouts in seven innings, but six walks to go with it. It's 2-1 pitch. Inside-out swing by Jones and a foul ball to make it 2-2. Keeping up with the Cleveland Guardians, they trail at home against Tampa Bay 4-3. Jones swings and misses at the 2-2 pitch. He's out. But in the top of the sixth at Progressive Field, Shane Bieber still on the hill. Here's Jean-Kenzie Noel. Corey Kluber allowed three runs on eight hits through four innings. He made way. Now the bullpen is involved. Garrett Clavinger is on for Tampa Bay. Noel swings at the first pitch and fouls it twice. Once off the plate and again on the follow-through. Only counts for one strike, 0-1. Struck out in the first and fifth. Walked and scored in the fourth inning. Noel just one hit for the Clippers in 11 at-bats. The 1. Well outside, a breaking ball. The hit was in his first game, and it was a double. But he is seeing a pretty steady diet of breaking balls here. Hernandez has what he wants. He throws it. And it is hit hard, but right at the shortstop. Maggi's got it. Flings across the infield in time to get Noel. 2 down. The Guardians cannot change their playoff position. Whether they run the table the rest of the way or lose every single game, they are going to be the 3 seed. And they will play the 6 in the first round, whoever that may be. Now, the one thing they can do is if they beat Tampa Bay 3 games, they can send Tampa Bay farther and farther toward that 3 seed. If they're swept by Tampa Bay, they'll send them farther and farther away from that 6 seed. And makes it more likely they'll play either Toronto or Seattle. George Valera takes the 1-0 inside. The Guards had very little success against Seattle this year. A couple of series in the pretty recent past, the Guards had all kinds of trouble scoring runs against the Mariners, whether it was the starters or the bullpen. A 2-0 pitch. That ball's banged to right field. It'll get down for a base knock. One hop out to Swaggerty. First hit of the game for Valera. Man on and two down for Brian Lavastida, who has a strikeout, a walk, and a two-run single. Lavastida has also scored twice tonight. I don't know if you asked the Cleveland Guardians if they had a preference who they would pick among the, I guess you'd still call it, 4 wild card contenders. Baltimore technically alive, but an unlikely playoff contender. They've handled Toronto pretty well this year, and the first series against Tampa Bay went well. So based upon the season results to this point, if you're the Guardians and you had your druthers, probably you call upon Toronto. A 1 pitch. That's low. Of those 3 teams, the Blue Jays have the scariest offense, you'd think. Mariners pitching overall, I think, is the toughest group of those 3. Tampa Bay, just find a way to get things done. The 1-1, there's a swing and a miss. 1-2 against Lavastida. But the Guardians don't get to pick, and if they said, if you asked them, I'm sure the answer would be, we'll play whoever's in front of us and we'll do our level best. That's all they've done all year long. 2 down, a runner at first. 1 ball, 2 strike count. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. A fastball by Lavastida puts an end to the 7th inning. No runs, 1 hit. 1 man left aboard for Columbus. We go to the 8th. It's 7-1, Clippers over the Indians.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
And now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
If Steph Curry is a top 10 all-time player, who are you taking down?
Are we including Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain in this conversation? Do we start with the advent of the three-point shot? Like, where is there a line of demarcation with that line of demarcation being a three-point shot? Do we start with the modern NBA? Or do we include Wilt? Wilt is Babe Ruth. Like, those numbers will never be touched. Freakish. Bill Russell winning 11 titles will never be touched.
You love lists.
I hate lists.
Generational.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard if somebody says Magic or, you know, the list goes on, Kobe, Duncan.
Yeah, but this is where, you know, you tend to diminish somebody's resume. Because you have to put somebody in above them.
And we're just the guys to do it.
Well.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning. Nick Enright came on and got three outs, facing just two batters. And so he will retake the hill. Jared Oliva, the scheduled batter, then Hoy Park, then Blake Sable. 7-1 Clippers lead. So far tonight, the Clippers took the lead in the fourth inning on Brian Lavastida's two-run single. That'll be our Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. But outside of that, Nolan Jones had a home run. Oscar Mercado, a big two-run double to really open it up to make it 7-1. That's where we stand. First pitch swinging. Oliva skies it to center field. Mercado almost right in his tracks, makes the catch. One pitch out. Hoy Park 0-2, struck out looking in the fourth inning, grounded out in the sixth. First pitch to him, and it's a strike over the outside corner. Park did not play yesterday, did not start this game, but he's playing in his 89th game for Indianapolis this year. .227 batting average, 10 homers, 37 batted in. He swings and misses at a 91-mile-per-hour fastball to make it 0-2. Enright's strikeout numbers are very impressive because he does not have a big fastball in terms of the radar gun, the 0-2. He throws it there, up out of the zone. That's about as hard as he throws it, 92 miles per hour. Good location. Good life. Now the 1-2. Pop foul down the left field line and into the seats. 7,246, the attendance at Huntington Park tonight. Just one more game remains on the schedule. Tomorrow night, Connor Pilkington will take the hill for his final start of 2022, at least in the minor leagues. 1-2 pitch, that's high. Big leagues will continue. And they do have the option to make roster moves after the AAA season comes to a close. In fact, the Guardians are going to have to. 2-2 pitch, fouled back. With Zach Plesac set to come off the injured list, likely to start on Friday. Guardians will have to send somebody off of that big league roster. The 2-2. Lifted foul and out of play. And then you have to make a decision about the playoff roster. The first round, there's only three games, so you only need to keep three starters. And you know that's going to be Bieber in Game 1, McKenzie in Game 2, Quantrill in Game 3 if necessary. So, 2-2 pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike 3. Hoy Park is put away, 2 down. Base is empty for Blake Sable. Aaron Savalli, Cody Morris, the other two starters right now. Do they make that roster as bullpen options? You get into the next round, you certainly want to have all your starters available to you, or at least four of them. Do you go with more bench players for matchup situations? Sable takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner. Terry Francona and his staff obviously have a lot of decisions to make. They do have the advantage, as I was talking about earlier, of the rest of the regular season being for them a prep for their playoff series, because they cannot change their playoff position up or down. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, that's low. 2-1. So you can set your rotation the way you want. You can utilize your bullpen over those last few days the way you want to make sure that the right arms are rested. 2-1 pitch. That's hit high in the air to shallow center field. Rocchio out, Mercado in. The center fielder will make the call and the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Bottom half coming up after this at Huntington Park. Columbus 7, Indy 1.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
New pitcher on for Indianapolis. It'll be Nick Mears taking the hill. 6'2", 200-pound right-hander, member of the Pittsburgh 40-man roster. Hails from Sacramento, California. Signed back in 2018 as a non-drafted free agent. Bottom third of the order due up for the Clippers in the home half of the eighth inning. Clippers lead 7-1. Clippers offense has dominated this series. 24 runs to 2 so far. Jose Tan has had a nice night. Tatum with a single in the fourth inning and another single in the sixth inning. Hit his first AAA homer yesterday. Justin Garza warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. First pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left field. Cena started in, now heads back, still back, and he'll make the catch. One pitch and one away. Brings up Oscar Mercado batting eighth for the Clippers tonight. Mercado has a double in two official at-bats. Two-run double and a run scored in the three-run Clippers six. That opened things up to a 7-1 lead where we are right now. Indianapolis scored the first run of the ball game way back in the first inning on two errors, no hits. They didn't have a hit until the fourth. They have only two hits so far tonight. First pitch to Mercado. That's a strike at the knees. Indianapolis had one run on five hits yesterday. Next pitch, curveball, hit in the air to center field. Oliva over, now heads back toward the warning track where he makes the catch for out number two. Mitch Tolman at the plate. The nine hitter up for the fourth time today. Tolman has gone 0 for 3 so far, ground out in a couple flyouts to center field. 248 batting average on the year, 10 homers, 45 batted in. First pitch swing and he fouls it down the left field line out of play, 0-1. Looking ahead to the Indianapolis ninth inning, it is 5, 6, and 7 due up. Cetus, Swaggerty, and Owen. Right, left, right against, in all likelihood, Justin Garza. The 0-1. That's high. Good pitching all night for the Clippers so far. The starter, Logan Allen, 5 almost shutout innings. 1 unearned run scored without the aid of a hit. He gave up 1 hit, walked 2 batters, and struck out 6. One one pitch down and in. Ian Hamilton pitched an inning plus. He faced 3 batters in the 7th. Did not record an out, but none of them came in to score. So for Hamilton, 1 inning, no runs. 1 hit, 3 walks. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nick Enright, 2 perfect innings of relief. In fact, better than perfect. He got 6 outs facing 5 batters. Count is 2-2. Mears dangles the right arm as he gets his sign. Now comes upright, sets and deals. And a foul ball back to the screen. Keeps it 2-2. Breeze has continued to blow all night out towards center field, but right now much softer than it was at first pitch or through the early innings. Another 2-2. Curveball misses inside. Payoff pitch. Pop foul, back to the roof and out of play. Mitch Tolman from Irvine, California. Grew up playing with Gavin Collins, the Clippers catcher. All through Little League. Fouls the next pitch away. Mitch said Gavin was his first call when he signed with the Guardians. He said, "I'll see you in spring training." Again, the payoff pitch. Hit hard on a line, but caught by the second baseman. Marcano has it. We go to the ninth inning. Clippers on top, 7-1.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
If it's just another day, that doesn't mean you deserve just another shower. Nebbia by Moen Quattro creates 4 unique shower experiences. Relieve, soothe, clarify, and cleanse to give you all the escape while using 50% less water than standard showers, making your everyday routine an experience. Water designs our life. Who designs for water? Moen.
12 million people can't be wrong, because all those people listen to this guy.
I, myself, tend to be a little intense.
Colin Cowherd. He's a legend.
That's going off in my head.
He is Colin Cowherd.
That's what gets you up every morning.
He's the best, and he's all mine. I mean ours. But we'll share him with you.
Come on!
Listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
There is real value in that.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mitchell here with you. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight. Columbus leading 7-1 here in the top of the ninth inning, trying to put it to bed. Justin Garza on to pitch. The right-hander, 2-3 for the Clippers this year out of the bullpen. 4.75 ERA. 36 games, 7 saves. Brent C to the batter. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch fastball at 94 is high for ball one. Obviously not a safe situation here for Garza. Started the year late with a back injury. 1-0 pitch. Hit high in the air. Deep to left center field. Mercado ranging back at the warning track. Leaps at the wall and pulls it in for out number one. Mercado has made some nice defensive plays over the first couple of games in this series.
Right fielder number one, Travis Swaggerty.
Brings up Travis Swaggerty. Swaggerty is 1-for-2 today. Popped to short, walked, and singled. Left-handed batter with a 256 average. Swings the first pitch and fouls it away, 0-1. Garza delivers, and a swing and a miss. Pitch up in the eyes of Swaggerty makes it 0-2. Next offering, that's high. Aisle scores, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Durham's going to clinch the West tonight. They lead 10-1 at Charlotte in the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. For good measure, Buffalo is all over Scranton Wilkes-Barre tonight. 8-1 in the eighth. Worcester leading at Rochester 8-6. That's in the eighth inning. Bottom nine at Norfolk. Jacksonville 6-2 over the Norfolk Tides. Louisville and Gwinnett tied 3 apiece in the sixth inning at Cool Ray Field. 1-2 pitch. Off speed low. Nashville leading at home against Memphis in the third inning 2-0. In St. Paul, it's the Saints 1, Omaha nothing in the third inning. Toledo beat Iowa earlier today, 7-5, and Lehigh at Syracuse rained out. Full count to Swaggerty. The pitch nubbed out in front of home plate. That's a fair ball. And Lavastida gloves it, throws to first in time for the out. Ryan Lavastida picked it up right on the line and fired a dart to first base to retire Swaggerty. 2 down. And again, that's another. Listen, I keep saying it, and it keeps happening. Nubbers right out in front, still in the batter's circle, that turn into outs. A much larger than normal occurrence of that at Huntington Park over the past couple of weeks. First pitch to Hunter Owen. That's a strike over the outside corner. Owen is 0-2. Clippers one out away from locking down a series victory here. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. 0-2. Indy down to their final strike now. Garza deals. And misses outside with a slider. The set. The pitch. High chopper, third base side. Mitch Tolman has it. Good throw to first. Ball game. Clippers fans, you can ring your bells. Columbus Clippers have defeated the Indianapolis Indians tonight by a final score of 7-1. Well, tonight was different than yesterday because the Clippers scored 17 runs and did so with a barrage of homers. Tonight, they dinked and dunked and whittled their way and took advantage of walks and wild pitches and pass balls. But the Clippers, again, for the second straight night, had very good starting pitching. Logan Allen gets the win, and Priester suffers the loss. We'll wrap it up tomorrow at Huntington Park. The 2022 season will come to a close. I hope to be with us. Again, the final tonight, Columbus 7, Indianapolis 1. Thanks for being with us.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center, right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, back here at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers come out on top 7-1 against the Indianapolis Indians in the second game of a three-game series. The Clippers have won the first two. They have guaranteed a series win, and they'll go for the sweep tomorrow. Here's how it happened tonight at Huntington Park. Indianapolis scored first with an unearned run in the first inning, but without the aid of a hit. They didn't get their first hit until the fourth. The Clippers also didn't get their first hit until the fourth. But in that fourth inning, things began to fall their way. Two walks and a pass ball put him at first and second. Brian Lavastida dunked a single into center field to score them both, and he would come around on a wild pitch to make it 3-1 Clippers. Then in the fifth inning, Nolan Jones hit his ninth home run of the year. That gave the Clippers a 4-1 lead, and in the sixth, they would strike the dagger into the hearts of the Indianapolis Indians. The big blow came off the bat of Oscar Mercado, a two-run double to give the Clippers their final runs. 3-2. Hit on the ground. Third base. Past Hoy Park and down the line. Lavastida will score. Tana hitting third base. He'll be waved around as the ball caroms around in the corner. That's a two-run double for Oscar Mercado, and the Clippers are on top 6-1. Mercado would score the last run on a wild pitch to make it 7-1, and the Clippers' defense made several good plays tonight, a big one in the seventh inning. Indianapolis, trying to claw their way back into it, had loaded the bases with nobody out. Nick Enright came on to pitch. He struck out Drew Maggi and then ended the inning with a ground ball. Enright ready. Bases full of Indians. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball towards second. Could be 2-4-6, 6-3. Double play! Nicely turned by the Clippers. Rocchio to Tenna to Noel. A month ago, that would have been an Akron Rubber Ducks double play, but it works here for the Clippers in the seventh inning. Just what the doctor ordered for Nick Enright. Comes in with the bases loaded, nobody out. Strikeout, twin kill, inning over. And for the rest of the night, the Clippers pitching staff would do the job. Another good day for the Clippers pitchers. Logan Allen, the starter, gets the win to even his season at 4-4. Five innings, one unearned run, just one hit, two walks and six strikeouts. Ian Hamilton, a scoreless inning, Enright two, and Garza one. For Indianapolis, Priester, the starter, his second AAA start, got a win in the first one, takes a loss here in his final appearance of 2022. The rest of the bullpen was pretty good. Jeremy Beasley gave up three runs in relief. But other than that, the Clippers didn't do a whole lot against the Indianapolis bullpen. Final totals here tonight from Huntington Park for Indianapolis. Now 74-74 on the season. One run, two hits, no errors, and six men left. The Clippers are 20 games over 500 at 84-64. Seven runs, six hits, two errors, and five men left. Logan Allen the win, Quinn Priester the loss. There was no save. Game took 2 hours, 33 minutes to play in front of 7,246 here at Huntington Park, and we will wrap it up tomorrow evening. And I mean wrap it up, the series and the season, with a 6:15 first pitch, 6:10 start to the Spectrum pregame show. Connor Pilkington will go for the Clippers, and Indianapolis has yet to announce their starter. That'll do it from Huntington Park tonight. I want to say a big thank you to Tracy Watson. This is his final night on the board. He won't be in tomorrow night. He's the best in the business, getting us and keeping us on the air, cutting all those highlights that you hear in the postgame show. Tracy Watson does such a fantastic job. We are lucky to have him year after year after year. And for Tracy Watson, this is Ryan Mitchell saying one final time tonight from Huntington Park. The Clippers beat the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 7-1. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.